you have a matching fund campaign going now, only for a limited time. Can you explain what it is?
Yes, this is so exciting. An anonymous donor has decided they would donate $25,000 if that amount could be matched within a time frame of 2 weeks. I'm not sure of the dates. I believe this begins
the 21st through February 1st.
January, yes. So anyway, this is very exciting, and we're hoping many people will step forth. We're hoping to go past that $25,000, to tell you the truth. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it, Melissa?
That would be wonderful. And we are well on our way towards reaching our $794,025 goal. I'm happy to report we are at $400,000. So our campaign is successful, and we are determined more than ever to make our goal.
What about with this matching campaign? What happens if you don't raise that $25,000 by February 1st? Do you still get the money?
Well, we are.
I would assume so.
We are hoping, yes.
We're hoping that.
We're pretty sure that we will still get that, but we want to use it as an incentive to encourage others to still give. And if you've already given, we're hoping that, hey, maybe this will be extra motivation to give a little more.
This this matching campaign almost sounds a little bit like public radio.
It does, doesn't it? There's money out there
and just a limited time to match it.
Well, you have been a great example for us all in terms of your fundraising capabilities. And if we could do as successfully as you have done, we would just be ecstatic.
This two-week period is a very short time to attempt this, but I feel certain that we will reach that goal within 2 weeks, maybe sooner. Be better to do it in the end of 1 week, wouldn't it?
It would be great. Yes. And we would love to come in here on February 1st, tell you that we have way exceeded our goal. That would be super.
Are you doing anything special to encourage people to contribute during the matching period?
We are trying to get the word out as much as possible, and we thank you, Rich, for having us in so we can further get the word out. The McDonough Voice is also being very supportive of this, and word of mouth, of course, is essential. We, as representatives for the library, are trying to get the word out with everyone we meet and also our committee members as well.
We have a very active committee of friends of the library that work behind the scenes and are just doing a tremendous job. They're trying to inform all the businesses in Macomb of this special drive that the anonymous donor has begun. So that committee is taking care of those approaches, and we'll just hope that they read their mail when they get their special brochure.
And Melissa, you had mentioned the overall goal is $794,025. And just for those tuning in late or who may have forgotten, why is the library trying to raise that amount of money?
Well, through the efforts of our director, Dennis Stanowski, he has secured a grant through the Build Illinois program that would entitle our library to $2.4 million in construction funds, provided we come up with our 25% of the share. And as Andrew Carnegie had originally encouraged all communities to join in the efforts of adding to their community by donating when he first began his Carnegie Library project. So it is continuing that we have to provide our 25% of the match. And it's an extremely worthwhile thing. Our library is one of the very last public buildings to have seen a major renovation, and it has been 108 years since anything major outside of our children's library has been renovated.
Things are so cramped in the library that they can't even use the budget allocated for books every year because there's no place to put them. And the computers are in the hallway. They can't use all the computers that they were given by the Gates Foundation. I think how many more are there? Maybe four or five limbo that could be out and used by the public. And this is one of the major things. The computers are being used every day, and they're busy, busy, busy. And if we could only have space to implement all of them, it'd be great.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how many wonderful services our McDonough it's amazing how many wonderful services our public library does provide. We offer books to nursing homes and e-books and children's programs. Our children's programs are so successful that, unfortunately, we have had to turn children away for lack of space to accommodate them. So we are hoping with this new 10,000 square feet addition to our library that will not become a problem again.
You're basically looking to about double the size of the library.
Yes.
And pay only a quarter of the cost locally.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
Right.
And when the library was originally built in 1904, Melissa said, the Carnegie Libraries were contingent upon the community providing partial funding. So this is, again, what we're trying to do. And it's only right that a community be behind their projects of this nature. It's a very important cultural center for our whole community, and particularly the children. We keep stressing that. And to give you an example of spatial programming, next week, I think it is, they're going to have a class teaching people to use the new iPads. And I personally think this would be a big help. Many people got them for Christmas, and they don't know what to do with them. And I'm hoping it's so crowded that they have to have two or three sessions of this. But this kind of thing goes on all the time.
The $25,000 donation that you're looking to match, do you know why there was a limited time frame put on the matching?
I don't know why they decided that.
I think just to accommodate the urgency of our fundraising, we just cannot let this opportunity pass us by. It would be a shame to know that Macomb has let their monies go to the next library on the list. So I think this very special donor realizes that urgency.
And I think you mentioned early on, Melissa, you're now at the $400,000 mark?
Yes.
So you're a little more than halfway towards the overall goal.
Absolutely. And it's been very interesting to know, as we have been meeting with donors, that not everyone is as positive thinking as we are, and we want to say, hey, don't dismay. We are forging ahead, and it is very gratifying to know how supportive our community is. And we are still looking for major donors to put us over the top, but we cannot thank those enough who have already given. The smallest donation is so welcomed and so much appreciated.
Speaking of smaller donations, even the children are involved. There are several children that are saving those pop-top things from cans, and I don't know to whom they present these, but they do get a monetary return on those. And there is a big jug in the library desk to put your change in. So we welcome pennies and nickels and $100,000 donations.
Absolutely. Any size and any type of donation, whether it be stock or property, we will be happy to use it on behalf of the library.
Farmland?
Absolutely.
How about that?
Judy, are you optimistic you'll be able to meet the goal, the $794,000 goal?
Well, I'm encouraged that we're more than halfway. And if we had two or three major donors that would step forth, we'd be over the mark before you know it. and we would be able to begin construction at an earlier date than projected because construction costs are down right now. And if we could begin early, we could save a lot more for our money. So I am encouraged. I'm positive we're going to make this.
Absolutely. And keeping our construction costs low is definitely a real worthwhile, you know, goal for us. It would let our dollar go further. And quite honestly, to raise this 25% of our share is really kind of like stage one of this whole campaign. Because, you know, after we get that, there still is monies that will be needed for furniture and, you know, aesthetic type things, as well as, you know, our plumbing and heating, all that type of very necessary equipment could use, I think, some help as well. So there's much to be funded with these monies.